I wrote this out so that I wouldn't forget anything. I have one of those you'll always remember where you were stories when you hear about a significant event happening. For many older people, it was the Kennedy assassination back in 1963. Others, the Space Shuttle Challenger in 1986. Or more recently, for probably everybody in this room, the terrorist attacks on 9/11. I can see the gears turning on many people's heads as I bring those events up. But does anybody remember where they were on March 30th, 1981, almost 35 years ago?
One.
We have one. Okay.
Yay!
I was on a high school trip, and we were in West Berlin, Germany, surrounded by the then communist country of East Germany, and we had just heard that our president had been shot. We had it was evening for us, and we didn't know any of the details because, you know, we didn't have the information age that we live in now. When we got up the next morning, we searched out details. I picked up a paper from the newsstand, and imagine my surprise when I saw a picture of Jodie Foster on the front page. I had never seen Taxi Driver, and I didn't know what she had to do with it. The photo of her used wasn't even from Taxi Driver. It was from a more recent film she had done called Carney. It turned out I had picked up one of West Berlin's tabloid newspapers. And, of course, everything in its coverage was sensationalized. I had picked up some more respectable papers later on that had more details about the assassination attempt. So we were able to learn more information. And, of course, some of my fellow student travelers who had seen Taxi Driver, though, you know, they would have been 12, I think, at the time, helped fill in the details of what the connection for the movie was. I think just to go in the Museum of Memories of, I remember where I was when a significant thing happened.
I haven't seen Taxi Driver. Can you fill in the missing piece?
If it's appropriate.
Well, I've only seen it once myself, actually. It's Robert De Niro, one of Robert De Niro's big films, and he was a taxi driver who shot the president because he was in love with Jodie Foster's character in the film.
Oh.
And that's what the connection was.
Thank you.